Mobile operators have been behaving uncompetitively by charging too much for internet connectivity and could face prosecution if they do not drop prices. This is according to the final report by the Competition Commission's Data Services Market Inquiry that was released on Monday. I am Mudiwa Gavaza and this is a Business Day Spotlight Special Report. Today we dissect exactly what a decrease in data costs are likely to mean for South African consumers, providers, and for the larger economy. I spoke to James Hodge, who is the chief economist for the Competition Commission, and he actually outlines what the key takeaways of the findings are regarding the anti-poor behavior that they have highlighted, participation in the economy, together with how universal coverage exists, but it is overpriced, and how other regions have actually gained in their economies because they are priced cheaper.
From the findings, the key takeaway is that prices must come down, yes, that they are too high. And that the structure of pricing must change in order to, we termed it anti-poor,
yes,
but basically if you have a job and you're middle class and can pass a credit test, you can access much lower prices than you can as a prepaid customer. And whilst, yes, some commitment to a contract should give you some benefit, it's disproportionate.
Yep.
So I think it is, in part, saying, look, every South African has the right to affordable data.
Yep.
You know, when we talk about universal service and access, we have universal coverage already. 3G is at 99%. People can access a service,
yep,
but they don't. And why? Because it's unaffordable.
Yep.
So it is about the affordability. I think the link with the digital economy is all the buzzword is 4IR and moving online, but as government moves online, and all the services that you need to engage in as a citizen move online. If you're not online, you're excluded. So take, for example, Gauteng, all the school applications were online this year.
Yeah.
University applications are online.
Yeah.
So if you're not online, you can't receive messages, you can't engage as a simple citizen. And that's the way it's moving.
You guys did compare South Africa to a number of other regions on the continent, etc. Where are some of the countries, you know, where data is actually affordable? And is there some type of correlation where you can see, oh, that's also a high growth region or country?
Look, probably the most immediate comparison is just where is MTN and Vodacom operating and their prices there. So they will tell you there's differences in coverage and quality, but you know, even in a country like Tanzania, you've got LTE services rolling out with decent speeds. And I suppose, you know, you will find some countries lower, some countries higher priced.
Yep.
But that's why the profitability analysis is also important, because it looks at, you know, Vodacom's returns in one area versus its returns in South Africa. And that's where the differentials just can't be explained. But look, data is incredibly cheap. I mean, you take a country like India, even Egypt, and it just transforms the economy for everyone to have access. You know, arguably generates also more revenue opportunities for operators. So hopefully this is not all cost, but also some gain.
Trade and Industry Minister Ibrahim Patel, who actually commissioned the inquiry back in 2017, was at the event and says the commission has finally put their money where their mouth is. They've actually gone about to find out how much data needs to be reduced by and have conducted a profitability study and also assessed what the economic impact could be of lower data prices.
They've also now come forward since the provisional results to put their, so to speak, money on the table by saying what they think should be the level of price reductions, whereas previously they had pointed to the need for price reductions. Now they say, in their view, it should be of the order of 30 to 50%. So in other words, a reduction of between a third and half in the price of data services.
Yep.
Of course, we seek to balance two things. So on the one hand, you need a telecom sector that's profitable, where the returns will encourage more investment, because it's a sector that is driven by innovation. And so it's not about investing once and then just simply seeing the returns.
Yeah.
It's renewing your investment. So returns are not unimportant in a sector like this. But on the other hand, it's also about the pricing structure and the cost that it imposes in the rest of the economy. And as I pointed out earlier, the significance of lower data prices is that it's can potentially support our economic growth targets, and that's a self-evident issue. It's an input cost in just about every sector of the economy, but it can also support economic inclusion. Lower data prices are important from a development perspective.
Yeah.
More of our education services are now rendered via digital platforms. The political debates are conducted online, increasingly and often to the detriment of old forms of communication, and high data prices restricts that conversation, limits it.
For ordinary South Africans, the data market services inquiry simply means that in 2 months' time, we might find ourselves with lower data prices. This would mean greater access to the internet, which if you look at regions like East Africa, for example, countries like Kenya, Safaricom and Airtel have some of the cheapest data prices on the continent. And you've seen cities like Nairobi thus becoming tech hubs, for example, simply because there's greater and more affordable access to technology. So we hope that this is actually something that's going to happen, but also tied to that is the fact that the commission has actually said that if prices don't come down in the next 2 months, the operators, that is specifically Vodacom and MTN, which in a country of 98 million people actually command about 70 million subscribers, which means they command about 70% of the market, and the commission actually says this is why they have market power. And if they do not reduce the prices, then they could face prosecution, and in the form of a business, that would mean greater fines. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza, and this has been a Business Day Spotlight special report.